All right, so pleased to be joined over the phone with Carrie Pancho from the Candle Lake Snow Drifters. You got a big golf tournament coming up first weekend of September. Carrie, tell me all about it.
Well, we're putting on a par 3 golf tournament. All 18 holes are going to be a hole in one. We'll have a hole in one prize on it. Total value of the tournament is $338,000, and everybody is welcome to join.
Now, that is quite the grand prize. How many teams do you have entered in so far?
At this point, we've got 37 teams entered. We got spots for 3 more. So over the last week or two, it's really filled up. And all proceeds are going to go to trail development for the Candle Lake Snow Drifters.
That's fantastic. So this is all taking place on September 6th. What does will the day look like for the teams that have already entered? They probably know, but if people are scrambling together to be one of those final 3 teams, what can they expect that day to look like?
Well, hopefully it's nice and sunny. We're going to have a shotgun start at 1 o'clock, and we're going to have a supper after, and we'll have some prize awards after the supper.
Awesome. Well, for those couple of spots that are still opened up, how can people put a team in? What's the process? Where do they have to go?
Well, they can go right to Facebook and they can look up the Candle Lake Snow Drifters, and it'll point them into the registration form that we have there. Or if they want, they can call me. My number is 306-641-5597.
And is there a specific format that they have to follow when putting in a team, or can they have whoever on their team?
You can have whoever. The only thing you have to have, everybody is over 18, and we can't have any professional golfers.
Awesome. And Carrie, one last question for you. Is this the first time that this event has been put on?
This is our first time event. So with a lot of the disaster that we've had up north, we require some funding to get our trails back up and running. So this is kind of the first time at this event. And we're also going to be working with the 2 clubs north of us, which is Esker Bear and White Swan, and try and get their trails up and running again after the fire devastation in those areas.
Well, it sounds like you got a great event starting up here, and hopefully it's the first of many in the future. And like you said earlier, fingers crossed for some good weather there in September.
Perfect. Hope to see everybody there.